A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years, rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. What is success? What is comfort? What about storing up goods? Is it about someone who has land and goods and vehicles and properties and buildings? What is it all about? Perhaps it is about alarm systems, safety deposit boxes, investments and worry, guards, gates, keypads, codes, security, maids, butlers, cooks, interior and exterior design, impressions, and keeping up with or passing up the Joneses. I would like to think it's about balance, but Jesus here goes farther than that. He comes right out and says, "This night your life will be demanded of you. The things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." Does God care about the securities and the alarms and the three vehicles and the passports and tickets and plans? Sure, God does, but God also wants us to remember priorities and balance. Dealing only with the material and dealing with a person who is so taken up with the material will eventually feel empty and shallow, like, is that all there is? Our hearts go out to those families whose lives have been destroyed by fire, earthquakes, floods, and hurricane winds. In some cases, all they had is now gone. What is keeping them going these days? They surely are saying, "Well, we have each other." Catastrophes like these are leveling. Everyone is the same when all is lost. Everyone stands elbow to elbow, side to side, waiting for water, food, a tarp for shelter. No one is, at least not at first, putting a hand out for a car key or a bank book. Jesus was smart. Jesus knew just when to call us back to reality. Jesus had balance and priorities. Let us take a lesson from him today. Let us look at our material possessions and just take a moment to remember what value lies just ahead of them. Let us consider that although we really need most of our things, it is good to remember their true role, their temporary part of our lives. Maybe that will keep us grounded in the things of God, the things that last, that take us to the goal that really matters. As Jesus said, "One's life does not consist of possessions."